A recent survey by GLSEN, a nonprofit group that supports LGBTQ students, asked those students whether their schools offered sex education that was inclusive of their experiences and identities. Less than 10% said yes, and nearly a quarter reported receiving no sex ed at all. That may be because only half of all states actually require schools to teach sex ed. In Illinois, it may also be because of a state law. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines explains.
Sex education in Illinois is optional. Districts do not have to teach sex ed if they don't want to. But if they do teach it, there's some basic rules in state law they need to follow. Among them is that all sex ed course material must, quote, teach honor and respect for monogamous heterosexual marriage.
Wow, I hate that.
That's Toby. He's a 17-year-old high school senior from Chicago. He identifies as gay and asked us not to use his last name for this story.
That's really screwed up. We gotta change that. That's... ugh. Why? Am I not normal or something? Because that's what they're... I feel like that's what they're trying to get at here. Like, I'm not normal, so I don't deserve the right sex ed.
Elizabeth Nash says focusing on monogamous heterosexual marriage in the law sends the message that teaching sex ed that's reflective of LGBTQ experiences isn't important.
You are sending a big red signal, a big flashing sign, that discussion around LGBTQIA issues are not on the agenda.
Nash is with the Guttmacher Institute. They're a research and policy organization that advocates for reproductive health and rights. Nash says that line about heterosexual marriage in Illinois sex ed law dates back to 1989.
There was no such thing as marriage equality. So when you said marriage, you meant heterosexual marriage. So you really were essentially closing off the sex education to LGBTQIA individuals.
The Illinois State Board of Education said in an email that school districts are allowed to interpret this line in the law however they want. As an example, Chicago Public Schools has an inclusive sex ed policy, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's consistently implemented in every classroom. Lily Ferguson is a 17-year-old senior at a Chicago public high school. She talked to me with a group of students. Ferguson says she got a great sex education in middle school, but that changed her freshman year.
My high school, I felt like, had the opportunity to teach that, and they just didn't. They were like, this is what giving birth looks like when you're a teen. And it's just very, like, fear-mongering, and also the only point is to say this is how heterosexual sex happens, yeah. And don't have heterosexual sex or else you will get pregnant and die.
Dan Rice says a lot of educators are dissatisfied with the status quo, too. He's the director for Training with Answer, a national organization based at Rutgers University that promotes and provides comprehensive sex ed training.
I hear from a lot of educators that they know that there are LGBTQ youth in their schools, and they find that talking about this topic is super important, but they also fear that they don't have the support of the administration or there's no policy in place that allows them to talk about this information, and so they feel hesitant.
A 2016 Centers for Disease Control report shows lesbians and bisexual youth are more likely to become pregnant than their heterosexual peers. And lesbians, bisexual, and gay youth are also more likely to contract sexually transmitted infections and HIV. Rice says sex education that reflects LGBTQ identities and experiences can go a long way toward turning those statistics around. He says inclusive sex ed can also support emotional development, too.
When we are recognizing the lived experience of a diverse range of students, we have the opportunity to make them feel seen, make them feel heard. That builds their self-esteem. It builds their confidence. They feel less isolated.
But Rice says changing the curriculum is an uphill battle. Lily Ferguson, the 17-year-old student I talked to, says she thinks young people can contribute a lot to the effort.
I think students pushing for more comprehensive sex ed can be really helpful because if students want something enough, schools have to listen to us.
The ACLU of Illinois says they're working on draft legislation that would require schools that teach sex ed to be LGBTQ inclusive. But a lawyer from the organization says they're waiting for the right time to introduce it. And until lawmakers and school districts make some changes, Lily Ferguson says kids like her will continue to be cheated out of a fair sex education. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.